Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday's service and message, Forfeiting a Fortune. Forfeit means to lose the right to do or have something. A fortune is something of immense and great value. To forfeit a fortune, then, is to lose the right to have something of immense and great value. Most people would not knowingly forfeit a fortune unless there was something of even greater value than the fortune they was forfeiting. This was the case when a young man was willing to forfeit a fortune for the chance of reuniting with the young woman he loved. By turning down the fortune, there was no guarantee that he would make contact with her, but it was a chance he was willing to take. Likewise, there is no guarantee that all that the Bible says about eternal life will come to pass. But based upon observed evidence, witness testimony, and personal experience, there exists a reasonable probability that it will come to pass. And if so, those who have positioned themselves correctly will receive an out of and beyond this world eternal substance of value that even words are not adequate to describe. This belief in what is not guaranteed or proven is faith. This is what Jamal had when he turned down the fortune to answer another question he didn't know the answer to. Faith that his lost love would be watching, and they would make contact as a consequence of this game show. Believers have faith that not only does God exist and created this world and universe, but he made us for a reason, and that reason includes for us to experience eternal life with him. Eternal life with God is what Jesus is referring to in the two parables he used to teach us that there is something greater and more valuable than anything a person can and will possess. This, the hidden treasure in the field and the pearl of great price, were worth more than all other things to those that found them had. This is why they sold all they had in order to obtain them. We should view God's promise and eternal life the same way. But sadly, there are things in the way that are causing people to forfeit the fortune of eternal life. One thing in the way is a failure to recognize the fortune for the fortune it is. Many people fail to see the value of eternal life and therefore pass it by and overlook it, simply because they undervalue it. Another reason for forfeiting eternal life is a lack of faith or belief that God is. The irony of this is that millions of people believe they have a chance to win a mega jackpot fortune where the odds are over 3 million to 1, but will not take a chance on God being real when those odds are 2 to 1 or 50-50, based upon available evidence, witness testimony, and personal experience. Another hindrance is the lack of desire to become more than what we are. We are satisfied being human and bound and tied to the earth. We don't aspire to be heavenly beings on the order of angels or something much more superior than flesh and blood. These are just a few general reasons why people forfeit the fortune of eternal life. If I decline to purchase a lottery ticket, then I will forfeit any chance of winning the jackpot, no matter what the size. Likewise, if people ignore the gospel and refuse to seek and obey God, they will forfeit any chance of receiving the fortune of eternal life. People are willing to purchase lottery tickets, knowing the odds, because any money they will lose if they don't win is so small in comparison to the money they will receive if they do win. However, for reasons stated above, people do not apply the same reasoning when it comes to eternal life. What we stand to gain by trusting, obeying, and believing God is so much greater than anything we have to lose or forfeit by seeking God. This is where we stand today. The glitz and glitter of the world have blinded people to the riches of God. As a result, millions upon millions of people, many we know personally and love, are walking away from a fortune they cannot see or appreciate. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School Missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.